Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Ready?
Yep,
ready.
All right.
You want the chair?
No.
I see you sitting there a lot.
Well, yeah, because I was...
How's your foot?
Fucking killing you right now.
AJ got his foot... He got the chick surgery.
Yes.
When was that? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, today.
Oh.
2 weeks ago today.
Yep. I got
and it's
the stitches
still
out.
Hurting you.
I got to take the stitches out today.
Oh.
Which I don't remember how that goes again. Do they just pull it out in one little nerd?
Or
do they
no?
Do they cut little pieces? I'm like, I'm gonna friggin' freak.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Thank you. Like 5 inches long.
Record yourself.
What time do you need to be there?
1:15.
Oh, okay. We got some time.
Yeah.
It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Yep.
At the end of this podcast, we're going to open a box.
Oh, my God.
It was sent to us by Tommy, the world's first drummer. It's addressed to Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Right.
It cost Tommy $9.85 to send it to us.
Does it feel heavy?
But this box is about the size, like you could fit a human head
or a basketball.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. No, this would be the greatest gift ever sent me Gwyneth Paltrow's head. Because like, I didn't kill her.
It'll still get pressed, though.
But she's dead.
Mm-hmm. It'll still get pressed, though.
How fucking horrible.
Right.
What? Right. So at the end of the podcast, I'm going to open this up and we're going to find out live. This could be like Geraldo opening the vault. You guys might be too young to remember this,
remember,
but it was
this
big live broadcast. They open Al Capone's vault, and it was nothing in it.
Nothing in it, right? There's like stamps.
That was
something.
Like a license plate.
Right.
Yeah. Now he had the vamp. Like, what could this have
an
been?
An IOU, yeah.
Right.
Fucking spider web and a dead rat.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And a hot,
and not a cool rat like a mob rat, an actual fucking rat.
Right.
actually, mob rats aren't cool.
So we're all
That's
excited about the Monsters Ball. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This will be the biggest one in history of the Monsters Ball.
It's going to be huge, huge. Mm-hmm.
We started doing this on Long Island and, boy, it's something, you know, the toy drive started when I did nights on this station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day.
And then I carried that over to Long Island and I remember going out to the bar and, you know, kind of hooking up screwing the phone lines, the audio cable into the phone lines myself.
Right.
Setting up the table myself, setting up the equipment, testing the equipment. Organizing the talent, booking the guests, everything myself. Yesterday, we haven't announced where we're going to do the toy drive yet, but we're at this brand new location.
Yep.
And there's probably 7 people from the location. There's probably 11 people from our crew, the radio station there. And I'm looking around, and there's like, you know, over 15 people, all different expertise.
Network.
Right? Set up, mm-hmm. like logistics, engineers.
Engineering.
Yeah.
Building
sales.
Person,
right.
building manager.
And some guy named Ed.
People from Boston. And I'm looking around, I'm like, wow, has this thing grown incredible. I never believed or could have dreamed that, you know, so many years later, it would be an army of people like this.
All caring people and good folks.
And we're really excited about this new location.
Yep.
It's the best location.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's a location that if I gave you a half an hour, you would not be able to guess the location.
Nope.
And it's in Connecticut, and it's really convenient to get to for everybody. And
brand
I can't
new.
Wait to let you know about it.
And according to the brief meeting that we had, neither can they. Also very excited.
Yeah,
that was my thing.
Are.
Like they were just so excited, so ramped up about it. And the shit we're going to be able to do, like you're going to be able to, like if there was ever a toy drive that you wanted to take a day off for, this is the one. And if there was ever a toy drive you want to get your kids out of school for, this is the one. Because there's shit to do for them.
Yep.
Shouldn't use the word shit when I'm talking about kids. But there are activities for them.
That's it, the word activities, yes.
It's massive. It's going to be great. We're very excited about it. And
right.
I feel the same way about the Monsters Ball. This is the biggest one we've done so far.
Yep.
It's going to be 400 people. It's going to be sold out. Just as we were getting off the air, it was like 30 tickets left, so we know we'll sell out.
Yep.
And Pam's got her costume together. Phil is, I think, being mysterious. I think he knows what he's going to be, but he's like, no, I just ordered parts, and they're coming in the mail today.
Which kind of part?
I never know what I'm going to be.
Like body parts?
I never know. So no, body parts would be more interesting than what I did actually order.
How do you order parts if you don't know what you're going to be?
Right.
Like, you know, you need something to wear, like, where everybody's going to be looking is your chest. So you need something really? That's either going to be a part of your costume there. Like, yeah, like last year you had your burn marks and your pans, right? That's right on the chest. Then you need something on your
though.
Head
that's
to tie it together. If you have just those two parts of a costume, you can kind of fake it.
Okay.
Right? So then you need like an accessory just to kind of make it fun. Like something that you don't want to be carrying around all night. It's like an umbrella's annoying, right? But like you want something that you could just be like, yeah, see, I'm this. And then when they're like, no, you're not.
Like last year was the boxing gloves.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So I had like my hoodie, my like boxer
hoodie.
So
if you told us what you ordered, we could figure out even though you don't, you're saying you don't know.
I'm telling you, I don't know. So I ordered like a fake gun. I ordered a, okay. I ordered a, like a blue jacket. I ordered some.
That's a cop thing.
DEA?
I ordered a red hat.
I ordered a red hat.
Trump security?
Just like a knit cat, like a wool, like a winter hat.
Like the Edge?
A cop, a blue jacket, and a red cap. Instead of,
and a gun.
Instead of character. See, now Keith would be able to figure this out in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I always want to be not too cold on Halloween. I feel like everybody's like, oh, this will be cool. Just not wear a shirt. And then they're miserable.
Which hot in there.
It is, but I'm never the guy that's going to be not wearing a shirt. That'll never be me on Halloween.
Yeah.
But then I also hate wearing anything that I have to buy that's like super expensive. So I'm always going to look for something that I can just wear sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sneakers.
I'm just as puzzled as I was before.
I told you I have no fucking idea, and you thought you could figure it out. So those are the parts that I ordered.
Now I believe you.
Like a random red hat with a random toy gun.
I don't know, Pam.
The gun and the blue jacket could be any cop movie from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But the red cap.
Yeah.
So I was looking, I always look, because I never want to shave my beard, so I was looking for something. I thought it'd be funny to be a Smurf. But then, so that's why the red hat.
With a gun.
Why the fuck would I want to wear fucking full body paint all night? It's like, fuck that. Yeah. So I ordered the jacket, and then I'm like, this is no longer a Smurf. Like, now I'm not a Smurf.
Body paint is the worst idea ever for any party. I mean, you know, Saturday night, it's the last Saturday night before Halloween, so everyone's going to be dressed up is fine.
Yeah.
But when we did that thing at the Haunted Trail, at Lake Compounds, they put face paint on us, and I was like, all right, so, like, I'm half skull and half, like, crazy person. It's paint. And, like, you need fucking stuff to get this paint off.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So we leave there. Jennifer and I are 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I'm starving. So we have to go to a bar. This is like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's like a month before Halloween.
No, near Halloween yet.
Oh, no one's fucking dressed up. And everyone's looking at me like, oh, so it is the worst feeling. You got to walk through.
It's a great photo on Instagram.
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
And like everybody's like, oh, so what? Yeah. Why are you like, you know?
You just look at me and go, ugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I was saying this to Pam yesterday because she was getting into an argument with the boss. Is no matter what your costume is, as long as you commit to it, then you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you do it half-assed, people are going to be like, ah, fuck you.
I don't do costumes half-assed.
Yeah, well, I was grumpy. I was hungry. I just wanted to eat. And people are like, oh, so many.
When you're just a zombie, it's pretty good.
Where are you?
We leave there, and I need this like baby oil or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking place we go to is closed.
Yep.
Did you do olive oil?
Place. No, didn't even think of that.
Olive oil works too.
So we drive to a CVS in the worst part of Bridgeport.
Oh, thank you.
And I thought I was going to be killed. And I'm like, well, this is funny because the cops will arrive and they'll think I've been dead for like days.
Exactly, right.
Because I'm a skull. do we want to talk about the shoes video? We could talk about it on the air.
It's funny.
All right. So Strip Club Ryan made this really good video of all these times we've had hot news women in the studio. And I took pictures of their shoes.
Right.
Pictures. Video.
Video.
It's video. Right.
Yep.
Video.
And asking about them.
Right. And there's a reason for that. And I think everybody knows the reason. It's because I was trying to get a cleavage shot without looking too pervy.
Gotcha. Right.
Also, most of them come in dresses and you get to look at their legs.
Right. So it's a whole
upskirt. Okay.
It's an like
AJ.
Right.
What did you
really?
Just
upskirt?
Yeah, no.
Creep factor.
No.
Oh, come on. No one else is fucking thinking it.
Upskirt? No. I could be honest with you. No, I will completely cop to Yeah, I think that girls always want to talk about their shoes.
Right.
So you start there, and they're always interested, and they'll tell you everything you want to know.
For several minutes.
And then you just pan up, so you're getting legs.
Right.
And if there's cleavage, you're getting cleavage, and then you get the face, and then you back up, you get a full shot. And,
I just drop money. Yeah. Pick it up.
All of this is false, though.
You don't really.
You
drop
would
it.
Never drop your money.
It's worth the buck.
True.
You would never let
it's,
your money it, go.
It's worth
that's
the
true.
Buck.
You
it's
would
worth
never
the,
drop
it's
money.
Worth the buck. It's in the boob.
I'll be honest, though. The shoe thing is a real thing.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was, like, trying to go on dates, if the conversation stalls, you just, like, compliment them on something. And, like, if you say what they're wearing, sometimes it seems like, oh, you're just looking at my cleavage. But if you say their shoes, it's an innocent enough thing. And they're like, oh, you noticed my shoes? And then, like, they remember that.
Right.
It is a compliment that works well.
Girls think about this when they're going out.
Right.
What shoes am I going to wear?
Right.
And it becomes this one, that one, this pair, that pair. Mm-hmm. So when you bring it up, they're like, what guy does that? Now, remember, we had a producer on Long Island.
Yeah.
Whose friend would walk up to women that he wanted to talk to at a bar and say, I hate your shoes. Boom. Conversation.
45
really?
Minutes guaranteed.
Why?
Right.
And he said it worked. It was the best opening line.
Yeah, that's
right.
Good.
Unless, it is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, what I used to do is
fight.
I say nice boobs and they say, let's talk about my shoes for a second.
Right. But yeah, I watched that video and my fucking face turned red.
It's so funny.
Beet red, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. This, well, when you clip a montage.
Well, you put it like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks more pervy.
Yeah,
oh,
you do. You do. Yeah.
The great thing about the montage, though, is the different facial reactions you get on the different people. It's like some people are like, what the fuck are you doing? And some people are like, oh, yeah, my shoes.
Yeah,
and then some
so
people
exciting.
Are like, I know exactly what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obvious.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is the level of shoes. Some of the shoes are like, I'm sexy. And then some of the shoes are, I've given up.
Frumpy, artsy. Yeah. Just funny.
I've given
functionality.
Up.
Functionality. Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm going for.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Sensible shoes.
Right.
Sensible.
Which we all know.
And you know,
means
some of these girls, they're all like news girls or whatever. And some of them are probably like, yeah, it's the fucking day I wear some shit pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be on a video.
Yep.
Right. I thought that I was just going to be on the radio.
Right.
Right.
They all do that.
Oh, right.
Right.
And in real life.
Some are very aware,
yeah,
though,
oh
that
my God,
you know, radio
they
isn't
know
just radio anymore.
Well, right, if I'm going to be in the studio behind the desk, I wear my night. But if I'm going to be out in the field walking around, like, that's why I'm wearing these shoes.
Right. Uh-huh.
Erica Arias. Right.
Yep.
Teresa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That one lady, does an M, works at a major network with the brown jacket.
Marisol.
Marisol, thank you.
Yeah.
Marisol Castro, right?
Yep.
Right. What's her head? Heidi Voigt.
Heidi Voigt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they right. all get it.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it.
But yeah, go check out that video.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Great work.
I loved it.
Yep.
The first thing I thought, like after my face came back to a normal color, I thought, we got to get some more girls in the studio.
Seriously.
I need more footage.
You do.
Right.
Literally.
Footage.
Ha! No pun
intended. Footage!
Ha! You're
the shooing. Weirdest thing is, he, in the middle of that video, put a clip in of a couple of, like, hillbillies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck did he find that? And I'm like, that's funny. And I called him out. And I'm like, yeah, it's really funny, but the hillbilly video. He's like, no, you took that at Van Halen.
Van Halen is a parking
I'm
lot.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right, I did.
I forgot about
and
that.
And I don't mean to call them hillbillies, because look,
yeah,
it was proper attire for a Van Halen concert.
Exactly, redneck, yeah.
Right, but they had, like, denim
these
jeans
are the guys
on
that show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon
right
for a 9 p.m. concert.
They're right ready to go.
And they're ready to go.
Right.
Best guys ever. But I did do the same thing with the video camera. I went down mm-hmm and recorded their shoes because they're wearing boots with white socks.
Right, and shorts.
And shorts.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is kind of fun. You got to see the whole
yeah
outfit.
The summer construction look.
Right.
Yeah.
But it did make me look creepy, and I'm like, I'm not that interested in men's shoes. It's
no
just their outfit.
Right, exactly.
I did have a lot of questions after watching it. Like, how long did it take Ryan to put this
oh
on? Because he went
God
through a lot old videos. That Van Halen thing is 2 years old now. Like, how far is he going back for this
yeah
shit?
Yeah. I thought that, and I'm like, this is who you want making videos
yep
for the show. You know, it's like he gets
yeah
the show, and he made a great video. It was really funny.
He, I mean, people in the video that aren't even in the state anymore. Like, very, very, he went back
right
far.
Yeah. Yeah, so go check that out. If you like shoes, You'll love the video.
Right.
Cheers.
Brought to you by DSW.
Anything else? We
Well, we got to open the box.
Yeah, you want to open the box?
Open the box.
Open the box.
All right,
open
so that's why
box.
I was saying anything else. Anything else we want to cover before we get to the box?
No.
All right, let's see if this is right. Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Right, or anthrax.
Her fuckhead.
A bowling ball.
Mm-hmm. It says fragile.
Some other random person's skull.
Or a dirty laundry.
Or anthrax.
Exactly. Ooh.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right? What if it is?
Yeah, I got things to do. I can't go to the hospital.
Yeah, we got the Monsters Ball tomorrow. Yeah, we can't be dealing with anthrax.
Can't be quarantined.
Oh, this is that fucking
hard box.
You got to cut through it tape.
I don't. Hope it's worth all that tape.
Well, it's like fabric.
I hope it's sandwiches.
Come on, Tommy. Just use masking
would be
tape.
Awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're spoiled by now. They're sitting there all day.
Dying for a sandwich.
All right, there's a cardboard.
Cardboard.
It's a brick of hash.
Oh, my God. There's a piece of paper right there.
And it's
there's
in a
piece
a
of paper
bag.
On top. There's something printed on the other side, I think.
Do not breathe this in.
Oh, no.
By the time you read this, you're dead.
It's a flyer. And depending on what we get, we'll read it or not read it. It's a flyer for promoting his band. Plastic bag.
Okay.
Patience belonging.
Oh, no.
Patience belonging.
Patience?
Oh, my. Yeah, like apostrophe, yes.
You know, I don't want to go into a delousing thing after this.
All right, now it's bubble wrap.
Oh, my God.
Pam's favorite.
I love bubble wrap.
Yep. I see something green inside.
Isn't it so stress relieving to do bubble wrap?
Sorry, I have gas. I have really tight cheeks.
I was going to say. You have a tight ass.
Thank you. Most folks know that.
Well, I feel like that could be a soundbite.
Purple alert.
I'm pretty sure it will. Oh, my God. What the fuck is it already? I don't even want to know anymore.
All right. One layer of plastic wrapped down.
One layer.
Oh.
This
I'm
better be a freaking Fabergé egg after all this shit.
That'd be nice.
Now watch. Like
more fabric tape wrapped around the fucking plastic.
Bubble wrap.
I hope it wasn't a live animal. No air got to it.
What the?
It looks like some sort of a trophy.
Some kind of pottery.
Yeah.
Mini bubble wrap.
We were right. There is a skull.
That's weird.
But it's a ceramic skull on top of like, it looks like kind of a trophy.
A trophy base, yeah.
Yeah. Best dressed car, Halloween cruise, 2008. Panera Bread, Cruise Nights.
Oh, I know those guys. Okay.
So,
what?
So, did he win this?
I guess, yeah. He's a scholastic achiever.
AJ, you're the car guy, so this is your gift.
Yeah, that's for you.
It is pretty heavy. Oh, I thought the skull had a mustache. It's like brown coloring.
This is the Charter Oak Firebirds Club. I know these guys. They do Trunk or Treat every year. This is from 6 years, 8 years ago, rather. That's math.
Club owners. So we'll read the flyer for him.
Yep.
Okay.
Club owners, musicians, party throwers. If you need professional lights and sounds, no show is too big. No show is too small. Call Tommy 203-756-7707. Leave your name and number. World's Worst Drummer Show Company. Don't know if that's the best name for a company.
Well,
rock and roll as a lifestyle. Consultations available on all entertainment issues, master of ceremony service, hosting of jam and audition nights, multiple shows and specialty. I'm sorry, multiple shows, a specialty.
Getcha.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
I appreciate that.
We'll take a good care of that, the skull. Mm-hmm. I'm turning into an Italian.
Should we put some liquid like alcohol in it and drink out of it?
I wouldn't.
Worst accent ever seen.
You did not see this accent. You heard it.
Trust me, I saw it.
Oh, look at Pam's all over this bubble wrap.
I love bubble wrap. Oh!
She also grabbed herself. While she was reaching for the bubble wrap, she also grabbed herself a donut, I noticed.
You what?
Yeah, she has a jelly donut. Like, she's in heaven. You're in fucking heaven right now. You have a jelly donut and bubble wrap in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Favorite things.
And this is your job.
These are rough. I know, right? This is work right now.
All right, that's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all of your support. Hope to see you at the Monsters Ball. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Have a nice weekend.
Pam's over there. Phil's over there.
Yes.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter. AJ is a fucking hysterical Twitter.
Thank you.
Or tweeter. You're a tweeter, not a Twitter.
No, I'm Twitter.
Yeah, it sounds like a woman's body part, right? Twitter?
Like I said, I'm a tweeter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or what you want to do to it.
Right. Yeah, I want to.
Trust me, I haven't seen you twat me Twitters in a while.
Perv alert!
Perv alert!
Perv alert!
I like how Pam says that with powdered sugar all down her jaw.
Yeah, right. Go, John DeLorean.
Yeah, her mouth is full. Perv alert!
Perv
right,
alert!
Right, yeah, jelly donut comes out of her mouth.
And also subscribe to our podcast if you haven't subscribed already. And then fill in comments. Make comments, because then when people search, it pops up even higher.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a great week.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.